Okay, today is Daf. Today's Daf Chaf Hey. We're on Daf Chaf Hey. We're on the third line, and today's share is sponsored by the Norensberg family. Le'ilu Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Shaul Pinchas. Third line. Ibayelahu. The Gemara has the following question: Overes al Das. If a woman doesn't want to be firm anymore, she's Overes al Das. She doesn't want to be firm anymore. So the halacha is that a husband is allowed to divorce her, and he doesn't have to pay the ksuva, right? Doesn't have to pay the ksuva. So tzricha hasra lafsida ksuvasa o ein tzricha. Does she need a warning? By the way, if you want to be not religious, that's good, that's fine. But I'm telling you now, you're going to lose the ksuva. So either you shape up, or do you have to tell her that, or comes as a big surprise to her. All of a sudden, she's handed a get, and by the way, and it says no ksuva.
What about all the other reasons that she loses the ksuva?
What are the other reasons? What are the other reasons? She all the other reasons are she does in a favor.
Exactly.
So does she? So you're asking a very good question, which we're going to get to in 5 minutes. You understand what you're asking? Why does she lose the ksuva? Why does she lose the ksuva? We'll get to that in a few minutes. But the question is, assuming she does lose the ksuva, which she does she have to be told that in advance, right? Okay. Does okay, fine, very good. Okay. So there's a machlokas. The Rajba says, what do you have to tell her? What do you have to warn her about? What do you have to warn her about? Right? So the Rajba says, you have to warn her that if she continues to do this, to act this way, she'll lose her ksuva. The Or Zeruah holds no. In the quotes in the Shulchan Gebarim, no. You don't have to tell her that. Rather, what? That all you have to tell her is, you know, you're not acting the way Jewish women behave. And if you continue to act the way Jewish women if you continue to behave the way Jewish women are not supposed to behave, I will divorce you. But you don't have to mention the ksuva part. Right? It's just a consequence. You don't have to tell her that. What? You don't have to. Not only that, to bring a raya that he's right. From our Gemara. Why? From our Gemara, why? Because by kinui, you have to tell her, by the way, I don't want you hanging out with that man. And by the way, and if you hang out with him, you're going to lose the ksuva. You don't have to tell him that. You don't have to tell her that. All you have to tell her is, I don't want you being with that man.
But any kind of a punishment, if you need that straw
point, right? You have to be specific. But when you're warning a woman, it's not so specific. But you better not hang out with that guy. I don't like that guy. You better not hang out with him. You don't have to tell her, by the way, you know what's going to happen? I'm going to take you to the thing, and maybe you'll have to drink, and maybe you won't, but you're sure going to lose a ksuva. You don't have to say any of that. It's interesting.
What by means of this, then you need to wait him also. And by,
right.
by here, you don't need to wait him. One agent says that she was the man afterwards. So obviously it's a low level of approval requirement.
100%.
Now, by the way.
That leads to a problem. Don't have it with some sort of hasrat to it, any guy can go with his wife and say to her, you know what? Yeah, you're doing this, and now...
And goodbye.
Goodbye, and right.
So now that gets back to your question before, why does she lose her ksuva? Why? So that the Gemara says two sides. Me and Marina, do we say, given the Overes al Das, since she doesn't want to be firm anymore, who, he, her, lo boy hasra. You don't require hasra. Or Dilmore, maybe. Ti boy hasra. She should require hasra. You know why? The hadrabe, because maybe she'll change her ways. All right, you know what? I don't really want to be... But you know what? It's worth it for the money. I'll do it. People do things for all different reasons, wrong reasons. Okay, it's good enough, the reason was good. So the question is, what's the reason why she loses her ksuva? What's the reason for that? Why does she lose her ksuva? So there's two reasons. It's a machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch. The Beis Shmuel says that the reason why she loses her ksuva is because maybe she was mezana. Maybe she was mezana. She doesn't care about the religion. So maybe she ran around with somebody. Who knows? Right? Maybe Shema, maybe Tizane. Maybe she was Mizana. Right? However, the Mishnah Lamelech and the Rambam says, no, that's not the reason. The reason is, maybe she already was Mizana. In other words, was it because she will be Mizana, or she was already? Right? He says, Shema Kfar, she already was Mizana. So if she already was Mizana, then the cat's out of the bag. There's no point in giving her a warning. What are you going to warn her for? But if you hold it for a future event, then it makes a lot of sense. Yeah. She doesn't want to be firm anymore. One thing leads to another. You're not, now you don't want to light Shabbos candles. The next thing you know, you go to mixed dancing. So if that's the case, it's kedai to warn her. By the way, you're going on a bad path. The path will lead. You're not going to get your ksuva. If Mechoshesh already did it, what are you warning her for?
One thing I don't get, if she's a Hebrew al-Das,
yeah,
then she's going to get an onish. She gets an onish.
What onish? From Hashem, that's in the next world. That's between her and Hashem.
I'm talking about Shul Shabbos, for instance.
Yeah.
Shkila. So she's got
to... No, it doesn't mean things like that. It means things like she doesn't cover her hair. She doesn't behave. Things. Not that she's not Machal Shabbos, she's over the Avodah Zarah. We're not talking about, I said that she's not from, I said an extreme thing. It's much more tame things than that. There's a whole list in Ksuvos, it's not what she does to become in this category. None of them are really violating, they might be violating Yisurim, no question.
It didn't exist then.
Right, she might be violating Yisurim, no question about it. It doesn't mean on Friday night she goes to a club, that's not what it means. It means that she doesn't behave the way Jewish women are supposed to behave in the ideal way. They raise the children in a firm way, and they dress it a certain way. She doesn't do those things. So the Bezin doesn't really have any power to bother her.
She doesn't want to go to school on
Shabbos. Yeah. Exactly. Tashma. So let's try to bring a raya to that. Arusa v'shomeres yavam. In Arusa or shomeres yavam. Right, that means they're not really attached to anybody. They're in Arus. We had this yesterday. They're in Arus or Shemaris Yavam. Lo shosos. They don't drink. Velo no los ksuva, and they don't take ksuva. Right. So mishdehu de lo shatia. They don't drink. Hakinu kanula. But you have to still warn them. Remember we said that yesterday. You have to warn them. Lamai, what are you warning them for? They're not going to drink the soda water no matter what. Lav isn't because lafsid ksuvasa. Isn't it to make them lose the ksuva? Oh, what are you telling them? I don't want you hanging out with that man. There's no consequences. Oh, the big consequence is no ksuva. Amar Abaye lo, la sura alav. No, the consequence is they can't marry her. Right? Okay. It's a sura alav, or alav means, right, yes. Rav Papa Amar, la shkosa kishi nesua. No, different parts. You can make her drink when you're married. In other words, she's an Arusa. You tell her, by the way, you better not hang out with that guy. What are you telling her that for? She's not going to drink salted water no matter what. What do you mean? The wedding is next week. Next week, we are going to get married. And during Sherev Brachos, I'm going to make you drink the water. That you can do. I can warn you now. For it will take place when we're married. Right? The Kiditanya. Ain Mekanan La Arusa La Shkosa Kishi Arusa. You can't warn an Arusa to make her drink when she's an Arusa. Avol Mekanan La Arusa La Shkosa Kishi Nesua. But you can make her drink now. You can warn her now that she'll have to drink when she's in a Suwa. That you can do. So we don't really have an answer to our question. Amar Rava Tashma. Let's try to bring a Raya. Now we're going to quote a long quote. The Mishnah said like this. Almana La Kohen Gadol. If an Almana is married to a Kohen Gadol. Or Gerusha V'chalutza La Kohen Hedyot. Right? Which are all these are Isra marriages. Mamzeres unesina li Yisrael, a Mamzeres or a Nassin is married to a Yisrael, or Bas Yisrael la Mamzer la Nassin, or a Jew is married to a Mamzer. Lo shosos v'lo no los ksuva. There's no sota, and she doesn't get her ksuva. However, meaning she doesn't drink the sota water. Mishtahu de lo shatsis, she doesn't drink it, very good. Hakanya makanila, but we still warn her. Same vart. Lamai, what are we warning her for? You want to tell me, you know, I warned her to let her know that they can't stay married. But Osrun Kaiman, already not allowed to be married. Not allowed to marry a mamzer, mamzeres, already not allowed to be married. What are you warning her for? Elalav, it must be lafsidam suvasa. It must be that she doesn't get the ksuva. That must be what its pshat is. So what do you see? You have to warn. So Amar Rav Yehuda midiskura lo. Doesn't have to necessarily mean that. It can mean la asura leboel kibal. That the other guy is usher. In other words, you're married to a mamzeres. She they're not supposed to marry a mamzeres. She started having, you know, seeing this other guy. And by the way, that guy is a mamzer. He's a mamzer. So he's allowed to marry a mamzeres. And you warn her, by the way, you better not hang out with that guy. I don't want to hang out with that guy. Now, what did the Mishnah say? Lo shosos, v'lo no los ksuva. So what are you warning her for? What are you warning her for? Oh, you know why you're warning her? She can never marry that guy. Even though that guy's eligible because he's a mamzer. Can't marry that guy. Right? That's the vart. Lasura lebal kibal. Kidatan. Kishem shasru labal, kachasru labal. Just like the husband can stay married to her, neither can the other guy, if he's a mamzer, right? Says the Marsha, assuming he's a mamzer. Amar Rabbi Chanina Misura, Toshma, let's try to bring another raya. The Elu Shebezdin Mekanan Lehen. Did we learn this yet, or it's the next mission? I think we learned it. These are the following people that Bezdin will warn on your behalf. You really can't warn. You don't have the capability to warn. For example, Mishan is Charesh Baila, the husband's a Charesh. Yeah. So the husband's a Charesh.
Why is it being repeated?
Because we're getting a question from it. So what do you see? That Bezdin can warn on your behalf. Who's Bezdin warning on whose behalf? A guy who's a Charesh, Oshinashtata, the guy became a Shota, so he doesn't have his faculties, right? Or Sheikhovash Beis Asurim, the guy's in jail. The guy's in jail, his wife's stuck, right? So she starts to see other men. Bezdin is allowed to step in and say, well, wait a minute, lady, not let's do that. Velola Hashkosa. Right? Not that she's gonna treat the Sota, Amru, El Lepisula Miksuvasa. Rather, what are they warning her for? Keep this up, lady, you're gonna lose your ksuva. Shmamina, what do you see? Bayasra. She has to be warned. Shmamina, you're right, she has to be warned. So much of that gets back to what you said in the beginning. It makes sense, it fits in with what we believe, because whenever you warn somebody, you gotta tell them the consequences. Right? You gotta tell them the consequences. It's part of the warning. Now, Vikulu, my time alo amri meha. So how come no one thought of this till now? We had a whole half an amid. We'll keep asking these questions. It's in the Farish Mishnah. The Farish Mishnah. The Mishnah says, your guy's a shota, guy's in jail, Bezdin will warn on his behalf. What are they warning for? She'll lose the ksuvas. How come no one thought of that till now? So the Gemara says, Dilma shiny hasam, de lesle emsa de bal plow. Maybe it was different over there. I would have thought maybe that's different because the husband's not around. He's in jail. He's going to jail for 20 years. So she's afraid of the husband. No. Then Bezdin will step in. And then the Bezdin will tell her. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, the Leslie aims at the Baal. It's a little up where we are. The Elav the Asru Ba Bedina, if Bezdin wouldn't warn her, we would not think to give her a knas. To give her the Leslie aims, since there's no fear of the husband, he's not around. Ain't Tama Bedavar Imoveris Aldas. It's not such a wonder why she's starting to run around and do things not right. It's not such a kasha. Why? She's not really married even. Her husband's a sick man. He's a shota now. He's in a mental hospital. The aims at pritzusa, you say, Rasa. You could give her, cut her a little slack. She's not being a prutza. She wants to be married. Aval, mi shabayla etzla. The husband's right over here. A normal, regular guy. The ain't a yirimimenu. And she doesn't care. Voveras aldas. And she doesn't want to act the way a nice Jewish girl is supposed to act. Pritutsi yisirsa isba. That's terrible. Like, right, a woman never, the husband goes to jail, you can cut her some slack. So I would have said the lav hasra, nami mifza ksuvasa. So without hasra, she would also lose her ksuva. Comes along, no way. Even that woman has to be warned. Okay. What am I up to? Ibai Lahu. You ready for this? Overis Aldas, yeah, Shitaka doesn't behave like a Jewish girl, but Viratza Balakaima, the husband doesn't want to let her go. Right? She'll be his Kirif project. He doesn't want to let her go. He likes her, he loves her, he wants to stay married to her. Makaima Oena Makaima. Are you allowed to do that? You let her keep her? You let her stay married to her? Or you have to get rid of her? So.
This is only Overis Aldas.
Averis Aldas.
Yeah.
As opposed to what?
As opposed to Seifer. Question Seifer.
Correct. So we're going to get to something in a minute.
Well, if there's not Kpeita, then he can.
Oh, so Mi Amrinan do we say. Mi Amrinan do we say, Kpeita de Baal Makanan Lahem? It goes on the husband's Kpeita.
It's his choice.
Right? I'm sorry. I skipped the line. Mi Amrinan Kpeita de Baal Tali Rahmana. Does it go by the husband's Kpeita? The Halo Kapit. The guy's willing to let it go. She'll be his Kirif project. He'll work on her. Oh, Dilma, kivan de kapid kapid. Since the Torah said, the Torah is not kapid. Since, what? Since it's objective, it's an objective kapeda. The husband can say, well, I'll work on her. No. You have to let her go. Which one is it? So, Tashma. One second. We learned in the Mishnah, the Elu Shebezdin Mekanan Lehen. These are the following people that Bezdin will step in on your behalf. Right? They'll step in on your behalf and warn for you. Mi shenischarish baila, the husband became a cheresh, or shenishtata, or he became a shota, or shayichav beis asur. So what's Bezin going to do? They're going to step in on your behalf. Why can't the husband say, what are you stepping in on my behalf? I don't mind. I'll work on her. V'i amarta ratzabal l'kaima, m'kaima, that if the husband wants to keep her, he could keep her. So of the Bezin midi, the dilma de l'michal elabal, the Bezin's going to do something the husband doesn't want him to do? The husband would have said, I would leave her alone. I'll work on her my own way. What are you stepping in? Right? Rashi says something fascinating. Right here, the Rashi. Of Dina Milsa the Dilma Lo Michale, Bezin's going to do something you don't want. V'ha'ech anu nasim shluchim lo bedavar. How can Bezin be a shliach for you, shu chov lo, that you don't want? She'ain a chofetz bo, you don't want that. Kaimalan ain chovin lo adam shalo b'fanav. You can't do something to hurt somebody without their knowledge. What is Bezin's tumbling over here with this woman? The husband could say, I love her. Okay, so she's going through a stage, right? She's at risk right now. I'll deal with it my own way. No, I'll deal with it my own way. I don't want you to warn her. I don't want to be a sota. Right?
Wait, if the kohen could be mochel on his cover, why can't a husband?
Because you're not being mochel on cover, you're mochel on a halacha. We're going to have it in a minute.
I like getting traits.
Right.
No, but a kohen could say, you know, I'll be happy to pass my aliyah to a lady.
What? So we don't do that. We don't. Me'ikar adin, the kohen's allowed to do that.
Right, and I've seen that happen.
It's very rare. It's not the halacha is not supposed to do that because people will say, well, I'm greater than him. Why are you pissing over me?
Yeah, right.
So to avoid all those fights in shul, we don't want to do that.
It's even funky if he's allowed to walk out knowing full well he's
right.
Out
but sometimes they do that. They have like
right.
a bunch of chiyuvim like
right,
on a Monday
right.
morning. Only three aliyahs and there's two chiyuvim. So they try to send the coin out. There's a whole discussion if you could do that. We've done it here.
Right.
We've done it because
but it ain't the greatest thing.
Because the pros outweigh the cons. But as a general rule, to have a policy like that, that everyone can be mochel on their covered, you run into bigger problems than you know what I'm saying? So now the Gemara says, 1 second. Why can Bezin step in and warn this woman? Maybe the husband doesn't want him to do that, and it's a chov. So the Gemara answers, well, stamad de milsa kivin dover is da al das. He minach nichale. Most of the time, they're going to be on the same page. Most of the time, the husband and Bezin, nobody really could say, oh, I'm going to live with a wife who's not religious. Well, most of the time, it's not going to really work. Right? Yeah, you know, once in a while, a guy will say, she'll be my project. It's not so realistic. So when Bezin says, we're going to warn, it's most of the time. Yeah, you want to find that one in a million case?
But if you have kids together, they probably don't want to break it up.
Okay, so you'll have one in a million case. You'll have one in a million case where you can't. It's very hard to raise children when one of the spouses is not religious. It's very difficult.
If it's not just religion, it's not difficult. It's about her being promiscuous.
Exactly.
You know, but you can't prove the fact that she's an adult relationship.
Right. So it's very hard to raise Jewish children when some other man's sitting at the table. It's very difficult to do that.
Right.
So it's very difficult to do that. So most of the time, they're on the same page. You want to find me some rare case? I'm not talking about a rare case like that. So it's not. So it's okay.
Rare case would be it working.
Now, what'd you say?
A rare case would be it working.
Right. So look at the top Tosfos. The top Tosfos says, the tif showed nami overis al das. So we were talking about over here a sota. Now we can ask the same question about overis al das. In rutza bal lekaima mekaima afilu hisruba. Why can't you keep the wife? Right? Why can't you keep the wife? We're talking about a sota here.
Right.
What about the wife? Right? So, right?
Talking about non-sota.
What?
We're talking about a non-sota issue.
A non-sota. So are you forced to divorce her? Says Tosfos, no.
Right.
She's not religious. So Shulchan Aruch Paskin, you can't be, Bezin cannot force you to divorce her. Can't force you. It's a mitzvah to divorce her, because you're not supposed to live with a person who's doing averos. But you can't. Bezin can't force you, because we see here it's okay. A guy could say, "Well, she's my project, right? I'll work on her," and you can't force him otherwise. We said most of the time, no one's going to say that. And what if you do say it? We can't force you, right? Interesting. Okay, next. Iboilahu, baal shemachal al kinuyav kinuyah machal o ena machal. If the husband regrets that he gave the warning, right?
She was in a bad mood.
He was in a bad mood. He gave the, so you know what? I never meant that warning. I want to take it back. Can you do that? Such a funny thing. Because you can never undo, right?
As
so Miyamrinan do we say Bikina Debal Talya Rahmana that a woman can't be a sota without the husband warning her. Or Bezdin, I'm saying, without the husband warning her. So Baal Hu Mechal Lakinuyev, can the Baal be mochalit? O Dilma, given the Kani Lei Meikara, what must he machalit? You can't undo that. How are you undoing that? Right? How are you undoing that? So Tashma, 1 second. The Elu Shabezdin Mekanan Lahen. These are the following people Bezdin can warn on your behalf. Mishan is Charish, Baila, somebody who became a Charish, Oshin Ashtata, became a Shota, Oshin Chosh Beis Asurim, always in jail. Now 1 second. How could Bezdin warn on your behalf? Maybe you'll regret it. You'll take it back. V'i amrina, v'i amar the Baal Shemachal, kinuya kinuya machal, if you, maybe you're going to take it back, of the intermediate to Asi Baal Machalai. What, Bezdin's going to do something that you're going to take back? Says Rashi, v'ikka zilusa beidina, we're going to make Bezdin into a joke. Bezdin goes ahead and does these things. Bezdin's a joke. I'm going to take it back. Such a thing? So, again, the Gemara gives the same answer. Stama de milsa.
How do you take back a warning altogether? I mean,
it's a little difficult. The, what?
Boy, so you didn't mean it.
What?
So you didn't mean it.
It's a warning. It's not a punishment. What do you mean you didn't mean it? You said it. Finish. I take it back. I erase it. I didn't warn you.
People say things in anger.
He quotes over here. He quotes over here in the name of the tziv as follows: when a husband warns his wife, right? What does that mean? That means that there's raglayim that she's not so 100. She's not so 100%. There's raglayim ledover. If he takes it back.
Yeah.
Then he's removing the raglayim ledover. They can go have a happy marriage, go, you know, live happily ever after. That's how it would work, even though it's a funny thing. So the Gemara gives the same answer. Stama de milsa ad damaskim al das bezin. Yeah, most of the time, a guy is okay with what bezin does. Bezin's not out to hurt people. Bezin's out to keep law and order. So when bezin sees this woman's acting in a very promiscuous way and her husband Nebuch is in jail, bezin will step in and warn the guy. Well, but I really don't want to do. I'll regret. Most of the time, it doesn't go that way.
Bezdin doesn't have to get instructions from the husband to.
No, not at all. He's a shota. He could be. He's in a mental hospital. There's no instructions. Bezdin sees.
No,
this is not right.
I'm looking at the case where he's in jail. So
it doesn't matter.
They go and they warn him. And
then he gets out of jail.
He says, "Why didn't you say anything?"
Right. Exactly. So the answer is, most of the time, the guys are on the same page. Right? Most of the time on the same page. You might find me that one case. I'm not talking about rare things. Most of the time they're on the same page. Tachma, instead of being another raya. Umos rilo shnei tamidei chachamim. 1 second. When we send the husband and the wife together to Yerushalayim, we send two tamidei chacham along. Why? Shem yavo la baderech. Because maybe some funny business will happen along the way. Now 1 second. Via marta bal shamachal kinuyev kinuyev machol. If he can undo the warning, so lachle v'lachle labol. So let him undo the warning, and then he can let it be with her beheta.
Right.
So the Gemara says, you're right, exactly right. My shna tamid chachamim. Why do we say tamid chachamim? Exactly this reason. The gemiri the e boy lemibol. Because if the chachamim see that they really love each other, and okay, so she made a mistake, whatever. Undo the warning and then go have a happy life together. That's exactly why we tell them that. Now, so the mincha chareva, one of the achronim, it doesn't answer our question really, because there are other reasons why we sent the mincha chamim. There are other reasons why we had already in the Gemara why, right? Maybe because of yichud problems, right? We want to leave them alone. Other reasons why. We send a lot to Milcham, not just to tell him, oh, I have a way out for you. Regret the warning. Other things going on here. So it's not a raya. Now, Toshma, let's try to bring the following raya. This is a fascinating raya, because we're going to have three cases now, where you can undo a halacha. Or you don't have to enforce a halacha. Three cases. Toshma, Tamar of Yoshia, Shlosha Dvorim Sachli Zeir Manche Yerushalayim. There are three things that they told me from the Anche Yerushalayim. Number one, Baal Shamachal Kinuya Kinuya Machal. You can undo a kinui. You can undo it. Number two, Zakin Mamre. A Zakin Mamre. Shirotza Bezin Limchalo. Bezin wants to have Rachmanis on this guy. They don't want to kill him. Mochulo, they can let it go. And number three, ben sora rumora shiratu ava v'imo lamacholo, mochulo. You have a ben sora rumora, the parents don't want to take him, they don't have to take him. They can let it go. So the Yerushalmi says that doesn't really make any sense, because the Mishnah says, the Mishnah that says in black and white that you don't become a ben sora rumora unless the parents want to take you. So what's his bichidish over here? That the parents can undo it. The answer is they've already taken him. They've already taken him to Bethlehem. Now they decide, you know what? We'd rather go home. So you let it go home? It's a funny thing. These three things. Now, and when I came to my friends in the south, Alshnayim Hoduli, the two they agreed with me. For Zakin Mamri lo Hoduli. They didn't agree with me about Zakin Mamri. Why? Shol Yabra Machlokas Bisrael. You can't have Machlokas in Klaisrael. You can't have a guy who says, the Gemara there says about Zakin Mamri, he has a different vort on tefillin, and we're going to let this go. We're going to let it go. How can you let it go? Right? Shema mina bal shemachal kinuyev kinuya machal. Shema mina. You see from here that a husband can undo the kinuy. Right? I'll let it undo it. It was Zakin Mamri not because of another side reason. Now what about Sarah Mora? Also you can undo it. You don't have to enforce the mitzvah. It's a fascinating thing. Okay. Next. Kligi ba Rav Acha v'Ravina. Chad amar kodem stira machol. Even before, only before stira, you can be machol. But la'achar stira ain't a machol. Once the woman didn't listen to you and went along with a man, you can't undo it now. V'chad amar la'achar stira nami machol. Even after stira, think you hear this? Even after stira, you can undo the kinoi. How's that work? Right? After stira, they're already alone together. How could you undo it now? Right? How could you undo it now? Right? Not only that, the whole makar that a safek tumah b'rashus hayachid is a safek, is we treat it as a vadai, is learned out of sota. We don't know what went on in there. It's a safek. Right? It's a total safek. But that's the makar that if you have a safek in rashus hayachid, we treat it as a tumah. The whole makar is from here. How can a husband just undo that? So, right? You hear? You hear? So, Rabbi Kiva Eger, you know, you have to figure out a way. How are we going to undo this? So, what went on there? The only thing we know for sure what went on was there was an Isra of Yichud. That for sure there was. You're not usher to your wife if she violates Yichud. Right? You're not usher to her if she violated Isra of Yichud. Doesn't make you usher to her. Only if it's worse things happened. Right? Just Yichud alone doesn't make it usher. So when you undo the warning, what are you really doing? You're really saying the only thing my wife did was violate Yisra of Yichud. And that doesn't make it usher to me. Right? Why? We can't undo the fact that she was alone with a man. But to say that now that's a sota, no, I undid the warning. So all I have left is Yichud. Yichud's not usher to me. Okay. Anyway, Umistabra. V'mestabru command Amar ain't a machol. I think the one who said that it's not machol is right. Mimai, how do you know that? Mitikal mahadri rabbanan Rabbi Yosi, because the rabbanan added on. Rabbanan responded back to Rabbi Yosi. Oh wow. D'tanya Rabbi Yosi Omar baila neman alea mikal v'chomer. The baal's belief in mikal v'chomer. Ma nida shuba kares baila neman aleha nidas with kares. The baal's belief to say we didn't do anything wrong. Me and my wife, she's a nida. My whole marriage is like that. Sota, she belav, lo kolshkein. So sota for sure. Amrulo, no. Imam benida shekein yesh leheter. Anida will become mutter next week. Tomar besota shein leheter. A sota is never going to become mutter to you. V'i amrid la'achar stira machola. 1 second. But if after stira, you could be machol. So meshkachas lo yesh leheter. You have a way out. Di boy machol el kinuye ubal. Just undo the kinuy. Ela shmamina la'achar stira ein a machol shmamina. After stira, no way. Okay?
I can't even imagine that as a comparison.
What?
I can't even imagine
this. But anyway, it's still not a complete proof. It's still not a complete proof because it's still not the same. Because Anita will become mutter anyway on her own, and here Sota has to go out of his way to make her mutter. So it's not the same thing anyway. Okay, let's try the next Gemara. Is very easy. It's not easy at all. It's a massive tosas here, but we weren't going to do it anyway. So let's do it. Mrs. Meshu Balei and Adjelo Shasu. Beishamai said, what did Beishamai say? Beishamai said, what happened was the husband died before she had a chance to drink. So Beishamai says, no ksuva. Beishamai says, her choice. Either she can drink or she doesn't get the ksuva. What's going on? So Meshu Balei and Adjelo Shasu. My kemiflagi. Beishamai Savri. Sharo Omud Legavos Kugavodami. The ksuva, right? I'm sorry, Beishamai said she gets the ksuva. Why does she get the ksuva? Because the ksuva is a document that's ready to be paid, which means she has a claim, her claim on the ksuva is primary. The Yorshim want to undo that and not make her get the ksuva. And they're never going to be able to prove that because she was. No one knows what went on in that room. Therefore, she'll get the ksuva. You understand? Ubeis Hillel Savri, no. Shtar Omer L'Gavos Lav K'Gavo Dami. It's not like it's collectible. Therefore, it's her raya. She has to prove that nothing happened. So maybe she could prove that. So the guy could be a witness. They were just sitting in the room drinking tea. It's her raya. But therefore, it's her choice. She can get the ksuva or she could drink. Okay?
They're taking a mother's case and putting it into
the
bop?
Yeah, so that's why this two gigantic tosas is here. The next part of the Mishnah said, Muberes Chavero. Right? That means that, and then the next line said that an islandess or an old person that's not right to have any children, right? That, and you warn her, what did we say? No ksuva and no drinking. Amar of Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua, Machlokas be'akara v'zikena. The Machlokas is by an akara and an old woman. Avol islandess, but an islandess. Everyone would agree, no drinking and no taking the ksuva. Shenema, like it says, v'niksa v'nizara zara. Misha darko lahazriya, yotza zusha ein darko lahazriya. Only woman who's able to have children, and then we say an islandess is never able to have children. An old woman is able to have children, but not anymore. And then the one of the machbonim here says, the darki David says, you find places where an akara was able to have children. Such a thing, a nace like that could happen. There's no such thing as an islandess is going to have children. That's a nace, it doesn't happen. That such a nace doesn't never happen, such a thing. So therefore it's different. Therefore it's different. And therefore an islandess, everybody would agree, no. Other people maybe, yeah. Okay, so now we're going to flesh that out tomorrow. All right? So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.